An extreme heat warning remains in effect through 8 p.m. tomorrow throughout Ohio. Heat index values may reach 108 degrees. The National Weather Service advises you to stay hydrated, limit time outdoors, and check on elderly neighbors. A 14-year-old boy had a pretrial conference in the shooting death of a 15-year-old girl in Alliance. The accused was ordered remanded in the Multi-County Juvenile Attention Center by Stark County Family Court Judge Matthew Kreitzer until a September 18th hearing. The teen entered a not true plea, the juvenile equivalent of not guilty, on counts including reckless homicide and involuntary manslaughter. The county prosecutor's office is seeking to have the teen tried as an adult. Kennedy Wise was killed June 19th in a home on West Summit Street. A Canton man is facing charges of pandering obscenity involving a minor in Stark County Common Pleas Court. 42-year-old Todd Gang was indicted in May following allegations from June 2025. A summons was issued, but he failed to appear for arraignment later that month, prompting a judge to issue a warrant. He was arrested Monday. Arraignment is now set for tomorrow. Alliance will celebrate America's 250th 4th of July with a full day of events at Miller Pavilion. The John Hampu Band will kick things off at 4, along with food trucks and activities from the Alliance Parks and Recreation Department. The celebration will also feature a free living history concert recreating the Alliance City Band, followed by fireworks to end the night. A deadly UTV crash in Tuscarawas County has claimed the life of a 14-year-old and left another teen critically injured. The Highway Patrol says it happened Tuesday afternoon on Township Road 203 in Clay Township when a Polaris Ranger went off the road while taking a curve and overturned. Both 14-year-olds were ejected from the vehicle. One was pronounced dead at the scene, and the other was flown to a children's hospital. Neither teen was wearing a seatbelt or helmet. An investigation is ongoing. A pretrial hearing is set for August 26th for a Nagley woman charged after a dog attack seriously injured a Beaver local school teacher. 62-year-old Jill Brothers pleaded not guilty during her arraignment Tuesday in Columbiana County Municipal Court. She is free on a $5,000 recognizance bond and is prohibited from having any companion animals while the case is pending. Columbiana County property owners have more time to pay their second half 2026 real estate taxes. County Treasurer Brian Blakeman says the deadline has been extended from July 29th to August 21st after the state delayed finalizing new property tax credits required under House Bill 186. The Treasurer's office also has launched a new online payment system with additional payment options and free email and text reminders. Mahoning County Commissioners have approved a property tax break for owner-occupied homes. The new exemption will reduce property taxes by about 2.5%, with the savings taking effect on tax bills in 2028. Commissioners say the move provides relief as residential property values have increased an average of 24%. School, library, and township officials warn the tax cut could reduce funding for levy-supported local services. Two civil lawsuits are pending over the crash that killed a state trooper in Mahoning County. The latest suit was filed by the estate of Nicholas Caton, who died in October when his cruiser was rear-ended on State Route 11 near Canfield while assisting a disabled semi. The lawsuit alleges negligence by the driver of the truck, his employer, and the driver of the disabled semi. A separate lawsuit filed earlier this month by the truck driver injured in the crash also seeks compensatory and punitive damages. A Mahoning County judge is considering possible sanctions and dismissal requests in a Youngstown murder case following a discovery violation. Defense attorney David Beatrice says charges against 46-year-old David Tribble should be dismissed in the July 2024 shooting death of Jermaine Tillis. The Vindicator reports a hearing Tuesday focused on a late disclosure of a witness video interview by Youngstown police. Both sides acknowledged a discovery rules violation. The case is now set for trial September 28th. A woman secretly indicted last week has bond set in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. 34-year-old Takia Huggins of Youngstown pleaded not guilty to rape, gross sexual imposition, and other charges. Bond was set at $200,000. The alleged crimes took place last year, involving a victim less than 13 years old. 32-year-old Jeremiah Rodriguez is set to be arraigned July 7th. The repeat sex offender in prison for 2023 offenses is serving 15 years to life. Prosecutors say Rodriguez committed the crimes in 2023 while out on parole for prior sex offenses. Trumbull County is moving toward a deal to house inmates in Geauga County as the local jail operates over capacity. Sheriff's Major David Bobby told commissioners the jail is designed for 308 inmates but is holding about 350, with numbers expected to rise. Under the proposed agreement, Trumbull would pay $75 per inmate per day plus medical costs if transfers are needed. The Tribune Chronicle reports it would also serve as a backup plan for emergencies. Four adults are facing felony child endangerment charges after authorities say 16 children were found in deplorable conditions in a home in southern Ohio's Vinton County. The Ohio BCI and local deputies discovered the children Tuesday in the village of Hamden. The children, ages 18 months to 18 years, reportedly were in need of medical care, and two were flown to trauma centers. Charged in the case are Gary Siders Jr., Gary Siders Sr., Christina Siders, and Elizabeth Siders. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.